I hope that you're getting a little deserved relaxation.
Well, it's a little hard to find.
You're not...
Oh, no complaints, no problem.
You're not staying awake all night with a bunch of strikes this week, are you?
Things are in pretty fair shape.
I saw your man, what's his name? Donahue. And he looked like to me he was all right. I asked him if he could be loyal to the country and me, and he said he could. I asked him if he could be loyal to you and Reynolds without any outside strings or conflicts of interest. He said he could.
I
asked him if he could be friendly to labor and to human beings without feeling that he's dominated by them, and if his first duty would be to his country and to his boss. He said he could do that without any question. And I said, we don't expect you to be unfriendly. We want you to be friendly to labor, but we don't want anybody to own anybody. I don't even own my cabinet, and they all speak out and are my wife and want you to do the same thing. He said he just certainly could. Said he'd work with you rather closely, and he respected you. He didn't know Reynolds as well as he did you. But that he could do it, and if we wanted him, he would try it.
Well, I went over the same ground with him and had exactly the same reaction.
Lady Bird kept him 2 or 3 hours while we were fussing with Shriver. And he's upset about he doesn't like the business of having to delegate these functions away from his own people and then operate it. And he says it's pretty difficult. The Heinemann Committee report and so forth. We went back, going to meet with him again next week, which I'll talk to you about. One thing I wanted you to give some thought to and see what I told Joe Califano to talk to you. I've got to call on because they got this press conference. They want to ask me some questions. I'll get off pretty quick, but I want you to give some thought to combining commerce with labor. We have combined HEW and pulled together functions there, and we put pollution over in interior, and we've made a bunch of good reorganizations. We've got the best cabinet we've ever had. I think we've got the best administration. I think we're going to have the most investigations next year, worse than the 80th Congress. I do want an efficient, streamlined operation. I believe we have them. I think your department has it. Connor's going to leave at the end of his 2 years, which is up sometime in the spring. They don't have much left except census and export-import, and labor's got a big interest in that kind of stuff. They got a lot of statistics that kind of conflict with yours. You put out one group and he puts out the other. They got census. They've lost Bureau of Public Roads and 85% of the money. They have some economic development over there that fits right into your picture. And I would think labor would like it. Now, commerce, the businessman, may object, but we can build up the treasury to replace that. And when the cabinet officer leaves, I think we wouldn't have much static. We don't have an undersecretary over there. And it's largely science, census, exports, economic development, all of which I think would fit in pretty good in your outfit.
All right, I've got these reactions. First, I had somebody look into this about 6 months ago, and I've got a proposal which I don't remember the details of now. It does come to the conclusion that it makes just complete good sense. That's my own judgment. And on the matter of whether it can be done, I would read the, I would expect a different labor reaction from the first reaction, different from the one that that you've mentioned. But I would have the feeling that if this is a matter on which you were willing to invest, which you felt it worthwhile to invest any considerable capital, it could be done. And I just like to say that I think it just makes more sense than anything else that I can think of.
Hey, get me the report then. I didn't know where it originated. Some of our brain trusters task force said it's something we ought to look at.
Well, all I've got is something they wouldn't know about, except that it has an interesting history. The two White House fellows from Commerce and from Labor last year, these two kids, you know, that
yeah.
we had in here, came up to me with it. And,
well, that's where I guess we got it then.
It could very well be there, so that I've got something which I'll pull out. Joe called me just before you did, and I set up a meeting with him. He didn't not tell me what he was calling about. They didn't want to talk about it over the phone.
That's what it is. And just tell him that I tell him after I talked to him, I decided that I better talk to you a little bit because I think we ought to kind of agree ourselves and then work. Let me work into Connor maybe when I get back up there.
Well, until we do this,
tell him that he needn't talk to Connor today. Let's just wait until Connor's pretty well sets a date for his leaving. And then I have named an undersecretary, and we won't have anybody to take care of except an assistant secretary who runs a science thing. And then if we bring Donahue in and move Reynolds up, we could come in with this reorganization, and we could sell Rebikoff and group on it. And what would really be smart is if you could slip up after we agree on it and tell Rebikoff that you think it this is very good and make him look good and maybe get him in on the deal.
May I ask whether you have any basis for guessing George Meany's reaction?
Yes, I talked to George Meany, and he said that in his judgment he saw no objection to it. He thought it would be good. I did it in the light of personnel that Connor was going to be leaving. And that he's thinking it over. He hasn't given me any commitment. He hasn't. He hasn't said that he would endorse it. He said my reaction is that it would be good. But I told him that Connor was leaving. That you would be there. That Reynolds would be there. That Donahue would be there. That we would take over export to import stuff, we'd take over promoting tourism, we'd talk about trying to sell our stuff abroad, we would handle the census, we'd handle a lot of statistics from business and otherwise, and the businessmen might raise hell, but you'd represented business a good deal of your life, and that you had been very fair to business, very fair to labor, neither one owned you, that you were a rugged independent, and that I thought that this fella Reynolds had somewhat the same background, and I didn't see how labor could object, and it looked like to me if Connor left, and we had nobody fighting for position, and we could make a hell of a strong department. With economic development, with Appalachia, we're getting ready to let that drop, because they want to organize one every place in the country. The governors want to take it all away, and we've improved employment so much there that I'd rather do it in our neighborhood youth and with our poverty and other things. But we may have to continue it. But if we do, we've got to go into Ozarks and every other area. But anyway, it's under there, the Gene Foley Department, the economic development's over there. And all of that fits right into what you're doing now under the poverty stuff.
It makes just complete good sense and would solve any problem that I can.
How many years were you in a law firm?
Five.
Five?
Five.
Didn't you represent some of your corporations?
Oh, in personal terms, I don't believe I'd have a problem with this.
I don't think so with the business, but I'm just trying to think how I could sell you to two or three big corporations like Fred Capital or some of them by just saying this fellow's had both sides of the fence. He has been a teacher, and he has been an administrator and one of the best in government, and he has been a lawyer, and he's knows the problem both sides pretty well, and he acts that way in the negotiations. Reynolds, doesn't he have a little business background?
Oh, that's complete business. He was vice president. He was on the board, on the New York board, had a seat there.
Get that, work it up, and then give me anything that makes it look just that I can put a little color on it in talking to these folks, just saying now, we have a little problem labor ourselves once in a while, and we could bring in another undersecretary for business, you see, if we needed to.
Yes, probably would.
And you know,
I'll be delighted to work on that. Maybe I can personal point can be taken up later. But
I wouldn't talk to anybody except Joe now, and get your stuff together, and then talk to, if you want to, you can talk to Meany. Ask him, give him your side of it. He says my reaction is a favorable one, and I think it would be good. That's unquote.
Well, this makes so much sense on just every basis that. Well, you wouldn't need to worry about the personal thing as far as I'm concerned. If that became critical. This makes enough sense that that becomes secondary.
I asked him to get a report down. I want to tell him I talked to you and is in touch with you and so on and so forth.
You expect to go ahead with the Donahue thing, or is
Oh, yes, not today. I'm going to do it just the first day the Senate meets.
Yeah.
If that's agreeable.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I just, my inquiry is rather whether this, whether that will wait on this.
What I want to do, you know, I had to hold Weaver up, and I've had to hold some cabinet officers, attorney general, others. I don't much like to name these people while Congress is not in session. And
I didn't mean to press that. I was wondering whether that would wait on this, whatever might be done on this commerce later.
Well, I think what we do is just send him up January, and then we'll see on this other.
That's right. Well,
can you say to me now? I guess you could say we've got more people working than we've ever had, at higher wages than we've ever had, more of them included under minimum wages than we ever had.
We're getting that over to them here.
Have we got less unemployment than we've ever had?
I beg your pardon?
Have we got less unemployment than we've ever had?
No. No, you see, the workforce keeps on going up, so although the percentage goes down on unemployment, the numbers move on up. But the rate is pretty low. But we've got that...
When do we have more? World War II?